The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Gosscast with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Kendra Becker. Hope you're enjoying our new faces being on YouTube properly in a proper studio. We're in Tall Tale Studio and it's amazing. So just want to say again, the Gosscast is brought to you by Irish owned CBD company Greenheart CBD. They're our new sponsors. Started by Paul Walsh and Mark Canavan, the brand has already become a huge hit, even getting a mention in Vogue magazine. You can log on to greenheartcbd.ie right now, where you can choose from the highest quality CBD oils, which are homogenized in the most natural and chemical-free method with full traceability from seed to shelf. Very important. While they can't make any medical claims, I was saying this last week, as CBD oil is considered a food supplement, loads of people who've used CBD oil, they've been able to treat issues like anxiety and depression. For more information about CBD oils and the projects with Greenheart CBD are working on now, you can visit their website, greenheartcbd.ie. You need to try it.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, it's...
I've been dying to try, like, start using CBD oil.
So many people are using CBD oils for things now.
Yeah.
Even like the creams, they're actually bringing out a new range, and people use them for like stretch marks, like just for their skin. But I think the actual oils really relax people.
Yeah, I need that in my life.
And I know people who've used CBD oils even when like they're not feeling well, like to help. But I know you can't say it helps the health things, but I think it does.
You know, it really helps people sleep and everything as well.
Yeah, it relaxes you. Yeah. Definitely relaxes you. So we're excited about this episode because we were chatting recently about how there's so many stars from like the early noughties that are kind of making their comeback now.
Yeah.
In the year 2021, for some reason specifically, they've all come back.
Yeah, I feel like 2021 has obviously been a terrible year for many people.
For us all.
But it's been a great year for some of our favorite early noughties icons.
Yeah.
Namely, Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. So Lindsay the three we wanted to start off talking about was obviously Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Lindsay Lohan. Like, you know when like something really big happens, like where were you when you saw it? It's like, where were you when you saw that picture of Paris, Lindsay and Britney coming out of the nightclub? Do you remember? Britney had her long black hair. They were literally the three biggest it girls of the time and they were hitting the tent
Britney
together.
Didn't have black hair then. It was Lindsay that had dark hair.
Sorry, yes.
Britney still had her blonde hair then.
Britney was blonde. Lindsay went to the dark side.
Yeah.
Britney went black after that though. I'm nearly
sure.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, okay.
But it was like back in like 2006. So it's been 15 years since this photo actually was printed. And at the time, it was published by the New York Post along with the headline Bimbo Summit. And it was like the biggest thing at the time because they were like three of the biggest stars in the world. You know, the heiress, the pop singer, the actress. And they were
all
both,
troubles.
Yeah, they were both absolutely dogged by bad press at the time.
Like, sorry, I'm looking at the photos.
Several DUIs.
Like, how many DUIs between them can you count? Like, I actually don't even know.
Many.
God, these pictures are wild. Sorry, can I just say Paris is wearing a gorge hairband and they're all in a convertible together.
Yeah. So like, I think they had just come out of the Beverly Hilton.
Yeah.
And at the time, Lindsay and Paris were said to be like having this huge feud. So it was like just huge. The fact that they were pictured together at all.
Yeah.
But I remember at the time, so obviously it was 2006. Back then, like, press against women in general was just
so
terrible.
Crazy.
Like, it was the time of, like, upskirting was still an actual thing that was allowed. And, like, they basically just got torn to shreds in the press constantly.
Yeah.
Especially these three women. So I think it's just funny how 15 years on,
so much
from,
has changed.
Like, when that photo was taken and they were all in really bad stages of their lives. You know, I think Paris, less than a year after this photo, Paris was in prison. She had violated probation for her DUI. So she was in prison for like 3 weeks.
Paris Hilton went to jail.
She was in jail.
She went to jail.
She was in jail.
Not behind pink bars, like behind actual bars.
Yeah.
I remember then, I think she served the remainder of her sentence on a home arrest.
Yeah.
And I remember helicopters like going over her. Like, it was such a big story at the time.
Yeah. And then like Lindsay, she went to rehab. I think it was her first time. I think she's been to rehab like 6 times. I think that was her first time going to rehab. And then Britney, we all know 2007 was not a good year.
Not a good time. So that was all in 2006 when this photo came
out, it was 2006.
It?
I think it was like November, because this is why it kind of came back into, like, I think it was like trending on Twitter the other day, this photo, because it had been exactly 15 years since that photo, because it was taken in November.
Yeah.
And then since then, Paris is now married.
Love it.
Brittany is out of her conservatorship.
Woo. Yeah, yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan is coming back to acting. And she's engaged. So it's just like a good time for them. And I feel like 2021 YOLO. Is the year of time. Redemption.
I think Brittany is the one who started the redemption. Because remember her very first documentary? What was the first one called? Like 2 years ago. Or was it a year ago?
Framing Britney Spears.
Framing Britney Spears. Yeah. So in that documentary, you remember that's where they kind of touched on the massive misogyny that was going on in the industry at the time. Yeah. So like they talked about Justin Timberlake making What Goes Around Comes Around. Cry Me a River, obviously in the video, that girl looked identical to Britney. Yeah. And he made an entire career out of basically slamming her. And I'm not saying that like, we talked about Taylor last week, like her albums are all about her exes. Yeah. I get it. But I think she just got it so bad at the time. And like the whole world literally hated her. And then headlines would be about her holding her baby wrong. And like things like that. And do you remember in that series, they had this video clip of her sitting in like a cafe, like crying, like holding her baby.
Really
and all
sad.
The paparazzi were like in her face. So I think around that time, a lot of people start to look back at old interviews. And one of the interviews that got kind of reshared again, I don't know if you saw it, was Lindsay Lohan. I think she was on David Letterman. And he was like, how many times have you been to rehab now, Lindsay? And like, you know, what's happening? And she was kind of like, I mean,
yeah, I think I'm she was there to promote a movie or something. Yeah. And she was kind of like,
but like that's the shit that women had to put up with.
Yeah,
I mean, they still have to put up with a lot now, but like back then it was like jokes like that were made and people were like, okay, you just had to deal with it. And I think the three of them probably got it the worst. Like Paris as well, she was always seen as like this silly little rich girl who was just getting into trouble all the time. I don't think anyone ever thought there was anything deeper, but then when she did her documentary This Is Paris, I think everyone was like, oh my god, like so much had happened to her. And imagine going through that like abuse that she did in that school and then literally being abused in the press all the time.
And like that whole sex tape thing, like
I know,
awful, like extremely. I just don't even know how
she got through it.
Yeah.
And people always think that like it's funny, like that the whole sex tape.
Well, like even going back to that headline, Bimbo Summit, like just calling the three of them bimbos. And it was just like,
accepted though back
then. And I think it's actually funny because at the time I think the New York Post ran like some sort of survey thing and it found that 71% of Americans thought that they were a bad influence on like young women, the three of them. So like it was just, they
to be fair, those pictures were, well, I remember those pictures being like, oh no, they're definitely on it, like they are out.
But like
it's too much pressure. It's a lot of you see, there's so many sides to this sort of argument. Like I remember when Miley Cyrus started going a bit mad and I remember not really being into it because I was thinking, god, all of her fans from Hannah Montana are still following her and she was writing lyrics about taking MDMA and stuff, and I was a bit like, okay, is this really the right thing to do? But then you're also like, right, they have to be emancipated and be able to do what they want. But it's a bit of like, I feel like if you look at the three of them, they were all child stars. I do think they get to a point where they just feel like they need to rebel, but they're like rebelling in front of the entire world. So it's hard to put that on them where it's like you are the influence, especially with Britney, because when she started out, she was like, I don't want to have sex until I'm married.
Yeah.
Like she was put up on this like white virgin pedestal. So like when she fell, the fall was so bad. Mm. Whereas maybe with Lindsay and Paris, they were already kind of, you know, girls about town, going out, having fun. But I think with Britney, it was like more severe for her because they were like, why are you doing this? There's so many people that look up to you, but we can't control how they live their lives at the end of the day.
No, and like everyone grows up. Like they can't, they're not staying that same age forever.
Still wasn't a fan of that Miley thing, I won't lie. Still, like I like the songs, but I don't like the lyrics. It sounds like I hate every female musician at the moment.
I'm like, who do you like?
I actually do love Miley. I actually love, she's had a cool comeback too, and I've loved her new music. But when she did Wrecking Ball and stuff, I just thought she went a bit wild. And she was sticking her tongue out every 5 seconds and just being like,
that was her bangers era.
Yeah,
bangers. I kind of loved that.
I didn't mind how she dressed during that because I'm all like, you do you, girl. You know, that's what I'm like in general. But it was just the lyrics about the drugs I just wasn't into.
Yeah.
Because she's so many young, followers. So yeah, I was just like
she was all of a sudden being like, I'm high on perp. I'm like,
yeah, and everyone's like, excuse me, are you not Hannah Montana? Yeah. Are you not 7 years old? But no, it has been great seeing Paris, Brittany, and Lindsay. Lindsay as well, I think she's had a really big redemption. Like, I mean, there was a while there where people were worried about her, like, literally staying alive. Like, you know, you'd be worried when you didn't see her for a while, or she might have lost a lot of weight. Like, people were always concerned about how she was doing, but she seems to be in, like, a really good place now.
But over the years, though, I think she has had to try, she's tried to make several comebacks. Like, remember that documentary she did with Oprah? That was back in, like, 2014 or something, and it was about her, kind of taking her life back and, you know.
Love a good Oprah doc.
Yeah, and, like, turning over a new leaf. But then I think
the leaf turned back.
The leaf turned back.
No.
But remember her reality show as well. Did you ever watch that? It was called Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. And it was basically like kind of Vanderpump Rules.
This is like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was only like 2019.
I wanted to go to that club so much.
Sorry, you know that iconic video that went viral and she's like,
just doing all the crazy dances. Yeah, that was so funny.
But yeah, she had that. So the last feature film she was in 2013 called The Canyons.
Never.
Can't say I saw it.
No.
But yeah.
I still love The Parent Trap. Can I just say? Iconic. The OG Lindsay Lohan movie.
But she's had like, so, like obviously Mean Girls.
Mean Girls was amazing.
So
Katie,
iconic.
Katie Harris.
Yeah, Katie Heron.
Heron?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
So like Mean Girls. Do you remember Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen?
No, I never Such saw that. A good I saw movie. Freaky Friday though. I loved Freaky Friday.
I loved Freaky Friday.
What else was she in that I loved?
Remember Just My Luck with Chris Pine, which is an iconic movie to be honest. It's actually on Netflix.
She was in like every romantic comedy there for about 5 years.
Yeah. Like she was huge. She was a good actress.
But so was Amanda Bynes. Like, remember what happened with Amanda? There was a lot of young girls who literally were 17 playing 22-year-olds in these movies.
She's one person I'd like to see come back on the scene now and Amanda like have Bynes. A bit of, you know.
Well, good with all these girls having their redemptions, it's like good time for Amanda Bynes to come out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Lindsay, who's the guy that she's engaged to?
So let me look up his name actually because I forget. But he's a financier. So she's been living in Dubai for like 7 years, which is mad.
Badr Shamas is his name.
Yeah, and he's I think they've been together for about 2 years.
Yeah, and she's lived there for 7 years. I hope it's the real deal because even with Paris, like she obviously just got married as well, but she'd had like a few romances where like she nearly got married and I wasn't sure, but like this seems to be like the real deal. Have you watched the like new series?
No, not yet.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it's on Hey You. So it's a Peacock series, you know, the way it's linked.
I love Kathy Hilton from Real Housewives.
Oh my God.
So I'd honestly watch it just to see Kathy in it.
I need who is Hunky Dory?
Who is Hunky Dory?
Who is Hunky Dory though?
No, some of the things she said in that series were so funny. So funny. Or like the most intense moments that she's just like putting on her lip balm. Like does not care.
You can really see where Paris gets it from though. Because like, did you watch The Simple Life?
Yeah, but I cannot remember.
I rewatched it during the first lockdown.
Oh, did you?
So like it's fresh in my brain.
I just remember them showing up at farms having to milk animals and they'd be in like Gucci shoes and like little denim.
But it was such a funny show. And when I watched it back, because obviously like I could kind of remember it from years ago, but when I watched it back, like Paris and Nicole Richie are so hilarious.
Yeah.
Like they're actually just so funny.
What happened there? Like did they fall out?
Yeah, so like they filmed the show. I think there was like 5 seasons. Like it was really popular. And it ended in like 2007, that fateful year. I think they had a big falling out, but this is like another kind of thing, like why this year has been such a throwback to the noughties is Nicole Richie was at Paris's wedding the other day, which was like so nice.
Simple
to see.
Life fans rejoiced.
We did rejoice.
Yeah.
You're like, we did. I'm like, I'm one of them.
And Kim was there. And I loved how there was like that meme going around being like, don't ever forget you were my stylist. Because isn't there like a picture of her with the with the train of the dress?
Oh, yeah.
Like I when you think that. About that fateful year, we're looking back to like 2006. Like Kim was literally probably working as Paris' stylist back then. When you think of how much she's taken over. Like
I don't know if she was her stylist. I think she was her like
best friend.
He No, what did I just say? He?
No, but you remember like
when she organized her wardrobe. She did that for like a few celebrities. That was like her job.
But she actually was her stylist though sometimes. Because remember the very first season of the Kardashians, it's like Kim was known as Paris's friend.
Yeah.
Like she'd be on the carpet with Paris in her dreadful outfits and her horrible handbags. Like when I think about the style from back then.
But that's the style that's coming back now, the Y2K style.
Some of the style I'm happy for it to come back. Not all of it.
Not
actually,
all.
Yeah, we wanted to talk.
We will not accept all of it.
No, we wanted to talk about the style. So literally the other day I saw that Uggs are coming back, right? Mini Uggs. Were you in Uggs?
I have Uggs, yeah.
Were you always into Uggs?
Yeah.
How long are the Uggs that you have now? How old are they? What age are they?
Oh, what age am I?
Like, are these from the early noughties? Or are these new Uggs?
Well, when did I get them?
Like I was telling
Ken. No, I've had a few. I think I had like two pairs or something.
I remember when I was telling Ken the story the other day. So when I was in school, so I did secondary school, like fifth and sixth year in a school called Tutorial. Shout out to Tutorial in Limerick. And I remember like we didn't have to wear uniforms there. So like we could wear what we want. But
oh my God, so lucky.
There was such a uniform though. So it was like Uggs, skinny jeans, and then Tommy Hilfiger jumper, Guess handbag or Juicy Couture handbag.
Yeah.
Juicy Couture necklace. iPod shuffle in your bag. That was like the uniform of the time. And I remember getting the bus from my like little village in Limerick into town. And there was these students behind me going to, I think they were going to Laurel Hill. And they were in like, in Limerick, the skirts are down to your ankles for secondary school. So they were in like their long kind of like wine skirts, their big jumpers, whatever, and they were bitching about Tutorial students. They're like, they always have these Guess handbags and they're like Tommy Hilfiger jumpers and their iPod shuffles. Like it's so ridiculous, it's so lame, and they're Uggs. And then like the bus stopped and I had to get up and I had was right in front of them wearing the whole thing, and I was like, oh my God. But I remember that year
your iPod shuffle like jingling,
I was like,
out of your bag.
How dare you? Because there was no iPhones then. You had two devices. You had like a flip phone or like a Nokia phone, and then you had your iPod shuffle, which were like so expensive at the time. But I remember, I feel so sorry for my mom, because I remember that Christmas, I obviously really wanted Uggs. So I must have been starting in Tutorial that year. And my mom was in New York for Christmas, like doing Christmas shopping. She used to always do that. She could not find a pair of Uggs in the city. She ended up having to go to the Bronx to go to a store there and found Uggs. Because like back then you couldn't like order Tommy Hilfiger or Uggs to Ireland. Like
no.
You bought them.
Yeah,
in
I
America.
Remember, I think my godmother got me my first pair of Uggs in New York.
Remember Abercrombie and Fitch? That was a huge thing as well. Yeah. But again, you couldn't buy it here. You had to go to America. So Uggs were definitely a big thing. I think I had like three pairs of Uggs. And then most recently I actually bought Ugg slippers. Best decision in my entire life. Like they're literally like walking on little clouds.
I need them. I actually got them for one of my friends recently.
For
it's a good present.
It's a good present. And they're on little wall. That's where I got mine. But I'm happy for Uggs to be back. Juicy Couture, we were chatting about this earlier, like JD Sports keep putting up promotions on Instagram for like the juicy pants, you know,
yeah,
like the juicy,
the velour tracksuit, yeah,
like velour, that velvety kind of, like that was so cool. But like now I'm like, I wouldn't be caught dead. Like I would have worn a Juicy Couture tracksuit with my Uggs, with a Guess handbag, with my iPod shuffle, walking around shopping center.
Yeah,
like that's not okay.
And like if you think back, because like do you remember the actual, like obviously, like it was cool to have the Abercrombie brand, but the actual clothes were absolutely rotten.
No, I loved an hoodie now. No, an Abercrombie hoodie.
No, but if you look at a picture of them now, like they're not cute.
They're cute if you live in like on the West Coast or something. They
like it's
surfer.
Very like California.
And like when I went on my J1 to San Diego, everyone just went to work for Abercrombie and Fitch. Do you know the way the smell comes through like the vents and all their stories? Like I remember when they opened up that one in Dundrum, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, like I think so it was a thing for when people went in their J1s. Like,
came back with a suitcase of Abercrombie.
But like if you were like got a job in Abercrombie or Hollister, you were like just
you were
hot,
a ride,
basically.
You were a ride. And if you were put in the
like
stock room.
It just meant
room,
that you were hot.
But like, if you were in the stock room, it'd be like, oh.
Yeah,
shoot.
Be like, oh.
But also something I liked from the early noughties of that time, the exchange rate from dollars to euros.
Yeah.
Like I remember.
That's when it actually was a thing.
Yeah, like 100 euro was like $160. So like if you got a bit of money from home during one of your J1 weeks, you were like, excellent.
Yeah.
It was really double like the amount. So that was good times. What else do I miss? I miss flip phones. I'm sorry, but I do.
Yeah, I think we all had a flip phone.
Remember that Motorola Razr? That's
the
one that Paris had, the pink one. Loved that.
That's the pink one. It was great.
I think flip phones could make a comeback.
I think they kind of are.
They slightly are, but I haven't seen one that looks like the razor. I also loved Blackberries. So that was more 2012.
I actually never had one.
I was obsessed.
Loads of my friends did that.
Like, I was able to type the whole keyboard with one thumb. Like, the whole keyboard. And Kim always had Blackberries at the start of Keeping Up the Kardashians.
But they literally collects them. She has every single.
I'll send you them. I have a few.
Yeah, she has like every single. I remember she said in an interview ages ago that she collects old Blackberries.
And then they did a touch screen version of Blackberry when iPhone started coming out. And I remember I bought it. So expensive. And then I went on holidays to Marbella with my ex. And I remember we got out of the taxi and I was like, oh my God, my phone, I left it there. And I literally like turned around, taxi was gone. I rang him straight away, didn't answer. Like my phone was turned off within like 60 seconds. And I had a Bill phone. So it was like, I couldn't upgrade again.
Oh, no.
So I was just like, no. I don't know what I did for a phone. But I missed them. And then I was thinking earlier of like the things I would have been doing back then. Blue eyeshadow and Vaseline, right? That's all I knew, okay, with makeup.
Yeah.
Now I see girls who are like 13, 14. They look 35. They've got like fake tan lashes. They have their eyebrows threaded. They have like their lips done. Like, I'm so confused. Whereas I was like, bit of blue eyeshadow, Vaseline on the lips. Didn't know, there was no lip kits back then. Okay, didn't know.
And remember like the concealer lips. Like you would just put concealer, like why?
It looks like I had no lips. My mom used to always be like, it always looks like you're very cold. And I'd be like, no, this is a style. But like, I didn't know what lip liner was. Lip liner changed my life.
No.
Like for so long, I just constantly overlined my lips when I realized what lip liner was. And actually, when I got my teeth done there a couple of weeks ago, in Dental Options, if anyone's looking to get veneers, it like pushed my lips out. And she was like, "It looks like you just got your lips done." And I was like, "Great!" I was like,
"Amazing!"
I just, when I was younger, I didn't know that there was like tips and tricks. Like contour wasn't a thing.
No.
And I remember Christmas gifts. I don't know if you're the same age as me. You might remember these. It used to be like these big circular things and you'd like open them and there'd be like 7 lipsticks, 7 eyeshadows, but the lipsticks were like in little pods.
You put your finger in
and you put them around. But the
and they were terrible quality.
They were like, and they were like purple.
Yeah.
And then the eyeshadows would be like blue, green, silver. And then do you remember nail polishes? You could get them in a shopping center. They'd be like 50 cent and they'd be like gray and you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, and they used to crack and they'd be so dry and I used to collect them. Mood rings.
Loved mood rings. Like, what was the actual science behind mood rings?
I don't know, but I always was like, I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah. And be like, oh,
I better do something to cheer myself up. And then you'd be like really happy and then it'd be like sad. And you'd be like, wait,
explains everything.
I really lived off the mood rings though. But it's so annoying because I can't wear fake jewelry. Not because I'm so stuck up, but because literally they turn green. Like, so I used to love the mood rings, but then my whole finger would literally be green.
Yeah.
And like I'd have a rash. Like I literally can't wear fake jewelry. But back then, that's what I used to spend my pocket money on. Was there anything else? I loved crimps were really in then. They're also coming back. I have that crimper.
Yeah.
From Beauty Works, which I love. But I used to just... Well, I used to use a crimper back then. There used to be crimpers, but I also used to put all my hair in plaits going to bed after having a shower.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up with this crazy crimpy hair and I thought it was so cool. Like, that was my look. There's pictures of me literally with crimpy hair, blue eyeshadow, flares on, and some horribly ugly nail polish. And like, I probably was like 14. Do you know what I mean?
And remember, like, back then as well, like, filling in your eyebrows was not a thing.
Oh no,
like,
get rid of them. Yeah. Get rid of them. Have only a tiny line. Why?
So many girls are still dealing with that issue to this day where they just overplucked the shit out of their eyebrows and now they're just, they'll never get
them. I'm thinking of getting the micro, blading, is that what it's called? Or the HD, it's like brows. It's
basically tattooing.
Yeah, because I still have to fill in like the front little part of my brows here. And I'd rather not. So I'd like to get that done. But it's just funny, like, I mean, as well, when I was in secondary school, up until maybe fifth year, so first year to junior cert, I didn't even know what foundation was. Like, I remember my mom had foundation and she had lipstick, but like I didn't have those things. Whereas now it's like people are going into school with like iPhones, iPads, like designer bags, like they're getting spray tans. I'm just like, the only work I got done in school was my braces. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so different now.
But even like, It's just so funny though, because we obviously did have those kind of similar things back then, but it was just different. Like, just different. You know, instead of girls nowadays getting like their Prada bags, we had Uggs and like, you know, Juicy Couture bags.
But like, how much kind of thing. Is that Prada bag that's come back into fashion? Like, everyone's loving that.
Oh, it's like over €1,000. Oh,
God. Imagine your child being like, Mom.
But this is the
My
funny-
friend has one. You're like, fuck off.
This is the funny thing though, how like, even fashion just comes back around, because like the likes of in the past like 2 years or something, the likes of like Prada and Dior are like cool again, whereas like 5 years ago
there was a phase of like
they were obviously still around, but they were like just not very trendy.
I think one of the problems was, and this happened with Mulberry, I felt, for a while too, is there was just so many fake versions of them. Like, you'd see a Prada and you'd be like, that's not real. Where now it's back to like, that's definitely real. Like, you know, people are buying Prada. But for a while there, you'd see people with a Prada bag and you'd be like,
it's starting to happen though again. Like, I've noticed there's a few fakes. Prada lookalikes in a few of the high street stores now. Will not say which one.
I was watching Serendipity, another thing from the noughties.
I watched that the other day as well.
And you're the Prado wallet.
Yeah, Prado.
I was just like, but that used to be such a thing. Like, when my mum used to go to New York to shop at Christmas, it'd be to get bags and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, we've all had a pair of Ray-berries.
I accidentally did, because I bought the wrong ones before. Remember, me and sunglasses.
You should only get fake sunglasses, Ali, because you lose them all the time.
I never lost the fakes though, ironically, but I lose the real ones. And the other thing I kind of missed from back then, and I would miss it for like the younger generation, is like, our phones didn't have the internet on them.
I know.
Like, they had Snake.
We had like SMS.
Yeah. Like, so we did, funny. I thought about this the other day, like, we did have MSN Messenger, which now, did you ever use that?
Yeah.
It's actually really creepy when you think about it, though. People could just jump into your chat room and be like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, who was that? And we'll, I remember, know. Like, literally in my house wanting to go on the internet.
It'd be like,
and then I'd be on MSN talking to some lad, and they'd be like, BRB, you know, be right back. And
I'm, yeah,
like, back. BRB. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be back in ages. And then I'd be like, is someone on the phone? And so I'm like, yeah. And then the internet wouldn't be on because they're on the phone. I'd be like, I'm trying to talk to them on MSN. And then it'd be like, trying to dial again. It's just like,
or like, nightmare. Your mom would be like, you can only get 10 minutes on Bieber. Yeah. And you'd be like, ah, like, who am I going to love to?
No, I know. Like, and it'd be like a shared family computer. It's like one computer. Like, your dad had to do work, your mom had to do emails, and I was like, I just want to get on Bebo. But when I did my J1 in San Diego, so that was the summer of 2008, you're probably still under nappies. I remember.
No, I'm still in secondary school.
How dare you?
I wish I was still in nappies then.
Wow, you're a secondary school. But I remember that there was like a little community center in our like little apartment building that we lived in. There was like a pool, and then there was this little computer building. So there was only like 4 computers in it. But because all of the Irish were out in their J1, we used to have to queue up all the time just to get like 15. You had to pay for your time.
Yeah.
So you'd have to queue up and you'd pay like a tenner to get 15 minutes of time. And it would be like, who will I give my love to? Who added who on Bebo? Like,
you had to be strategic about it. Like.
But like, we had to have actual cameras with us. Like, our phones did have cameras, but I mean, it was like putting Vaseline on top of the screen and then taking a photograph. They were terrible. But like, it was just, I don't know. I do worry about like the current generation, that they're growing up in a world where they're always online. Like, we didn't really have that. Like, it happened as we grew up. But like, when I was 15 and 16, I wasn't like every 5 seconds on a device. I couldn't, because it was dial-up internet and stuff like that. Whereas now it's like everyone's phone can do, like, my 5-year-old nephew is like on an iPad, can go onto YouTube. I'm like, I'm so confused. Yeah. Like, how, it's so weird.
Yeah, like, I think I had left secondary school before even Instagram was like a proper thing. I think Instagram existed, but I don't think anyone really was on it.
Yeah, that's when I was in college. It came, yeah.
Yeah, and like, then we just had like Facebook. But like, I completely missed that whole like Snapchat generation, which I'm delighted about. I can't imagine it being in school and having Snapchat be a thing. Scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. I'd love to see, like, because you know the way some things become cool and uncool in different generations. I'd love if, like, social media kind of became an uncool thing for a while, and like, kids didn't want to be on Snapchat. But then TikTok launched, and then like, that's
always going
to
be a new thing.
There's always going to be something. But like, I do miss that innocence of like, not knowing what was going on in the world every 5 seconds, and like, not knowing if someone's viewed my profile or not. Like, it becomes addictive, being like, who's looked at my story? Like, I'm not like it anymore, but definitely at the height of Instagram, I'd say maybe 3 years ago, I would have been like, who's looking at my story? Who liked my thing? Now, I honestly, if I only got 20 likes on a photo, I wouldn't care. But there was a time where I was just like, this matters.
Yeah.
And I'm an adult. So like, what does 16-year-old girls think when they post something? You know, it creeps me out. So that's something I definitely miss about the early noughties, is not having that sense at all. And like, we used to have house phones. Like, if my friend wanted to call me, she rang my house phone.
Yeah.
01493-7291 was my house phone number when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh.
I remember
it.
I know.
What you were doing there, I was like, what?
Because it's all the only way people could contact me.
Yeah.
So they met someone, a mage or whatever, I'm like, 01493-7291. Like, give me a buzz. And we had one of the first like cordless phones. They were like this size, like from Carrie's.
Oh yeah, it's like, I was massive. Like,
and when I was getting videos together for my sister's hen there, like a couple of years ago, there was a video and Jeannie was like, my little sister was filming me. And I was in the kitchen really serious, just like writing something. And then the phone went bloop, bloop, and I was like, yeah. Like, it's like I was in my office and I was literally.
Literally like, looks like you're picking up a printer. Yeah, it's that big. You're like, hello? Yeah.
Like, whoa. It's like 8 years old or 9 years old or something. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay, thanks. Bye. Deep. Put it back down. I'm such a little madam. Like, she was like, who are you like, talking to? And I was like, Dad wants you to get off the camera. Like, I was just such a little bitch. Like, but like, that was the height of me connecting to the world. Yeah. Like, other than that, I was sitting down. I was writing stories. Like, my mom was very good at like, we weren't allowed to really do much. Like, we were at home creating things. We had a playroom. We used to draw things. We used to make things. Now I'm just like, will the younger generation be like that? Or will they just be like, I know how to code an app?
I know. Like, because do you even see like your nephews or something, if they're like on the iPad or whatever, like watching YouTube videos?
They X out
they
the
know
ads.
How to do like the skip the ads.
Swipe through.
Like, it's what?
So scary.
Like, I remember being younger and like, say you'd come home from school and like you would turn on the TV and Sabrina whatever was on.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yeah. Whatever was on, you just had to watch that because there was nothing else.
You literally had three channels.
Yeah, but now there's like Netflix, Amazon Prime. They have so much.
But I feel like this is what's creating anxiety in younger people. There's too much choice. Like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and there's like 75 options, you're like, like, I don't know what I want. Like, how do you deal with that at a younger age if it's like, right, you can watch Netflix, Prime, Apple TV, or these 75 channels on Virgin? It's like, I don't know. And then do kids even watch TV? Like, as in, like, the kind of teenager years. Or are they watching YouTube?
I don't know.
Like YouTube.
Yeah,
is
and
the
it's
thing.
Just so mad because, like I said, you would come home from school and you would watch whatever was on the TV and then you would go outside
and
like,
play on the road.
Like, yeah.
Play Tip the Can.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Or,
Tip
like,
the
you,
can.
Like, I always played Barbies, like, you know, oh, that kind of thing. Barbies. I'm like, do kids still play Barbies?
I made up this game called Monster on the Wall. Oh. I used to always make up these weird games and everyone on the street would have to play it. Like, I was such a like leader even before. Like, I was always like, oh, we'll do it this way. But, like, someone had to be at the end of the wall and be a monster, so everyone had to walk and you had to try to get them off the wall. It could be dangerous when I think about it. But I used to love watching, what was that show, you're gonna know the one I'm talking about, Gladiators.
Oh my god, I loved that.
Me and my brother and
things,
sisters watched
and like
all running
the
up
time.
things. So I used to try and recreate that on the fence outside my house and we'd be like shoving each other off, like they're slightly violent. Obviously, I also loved WWE before it became WWF, so wrestling.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock. I was like really into that. So yeah, I was a very like imaginative doing things. Even if I watched TV, I like replicated what I did in real life.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't sitting playing a game all the time or like on a phone. I was like out doing things.
Yeah.
And one of the things I do miss though in terms of TV and stuff, when I was saying this earlier on, is like the original MTV. When MTV was actually MTV.
Yeah.
Like, so MTV Cribs, loved that. I loved the behind of make, you know, behind the scenes of making a video. MTV would be with the star for the whole process. So you would get to see the behind the scenes and then they'd announce the video. Like, you would know like Britney Spears' Baby One More Time is being launched at 6 o'clock on Monday. And you'd be like, oh my God, there'd be such like excitement around it. And then MTV Becoming, if anyone is my age, you'll remember this show, MTV Becoming.
I personally do not remember.
So good. So it's basically the show on MTV where friends would put up their friend for the opportunity to recreate like their favorite music video. So like, let's say I wanted to do, what would be a good video to remake? Let's say Complicated by Avril, because we're going
to
talk about Avril.
Oh, what an iconic song.
Had to go. So imagine I was like an Avril fan, which I was, and someone basically knocks at my door and there's cameras there and they're like, today we're going to turn you into Avril Lavigne. And you're like, oh my God. And they're like,
I love that voice. Are you Ellie Ryan?
Are you Ellie Ryan? From I'm MTV. I am MTV. It's like the Vogue 70 questions before it happened. It's like, knock, knock. Hey. Because you never get to see the guy, you know. His name is Daphne Corey or something.
Yeah, like, 100%.
Or Dale, maybe. But anyway, then you would get to go learn how to skateboard. You'd learn the moves. If you didn't know how to play the guitar, they'd teach you to play the guitar. They'd give you the tie. Like, they did the whole video. And my favorite one, which I showed you earlier on, was the Baby One More Time one, where this fan got to recreate Baby One More Time. And her actual choreographer, like, brought her through the dance.
Yeah.
They did another one for Crazy one time. Britney was a popular one.
Such a good video.
That was such a good show. But I feel like now, MTV, what is it?
I don't even know. Well, like, there's obviously still MTV shows, like Geordie Shore and everything is all on
and
MTV.
And Cribs is trying to.
But it's very much like reality TV. It's not really as much about
like
music.
Like, Meet the Osbournes started there, didn't they? On MTV. That was like the first reality show ever.
Oh, yeah.
Meet the Osbournes.
They like invented reality
TV. I'm sorry, I have to say Catfish is such a good show. That's an MTV original. We were addicted to that for a while. That time we went to LA. Like, it's so funny. We were watching it on the big screen in our apartment. Oh, my God. So, yeah, they're the things I miss. What about you? You must have a few things you miss. Do you miss Bebo?
I miss Bebo, yeah. I just miss, like, Instagram is just so different to Bebo. Mm. Bebo is just so chaotic.
So chaotic. And, like, you have your top 10, the drama.
The drama of picking that. And then you would have, what was it called? Your other half.
Oh, yeah.
Love
and
that.
Didn't sometimes the top 10 change based on who you were talking to? So like, are you chatting to
I
think towards the end. Same with Snapchat. Remember, like, there'd be
That was controversial.
That was Dodge.
Yeah, that
you'd
was
be like,
Dodge.
Why is Mark your number one best friend?
Yeah, and you're like, I don't know.
No comment. Like, there was a few. Or remember when Instagram you could see people's likes? That was asking for therapy. Like,
you can still see them now.
No, but like,
oh,
on the
sorry,
feed,
you could see who was like, they
you
need
could
to
be like, your
back.
Wife just liked this girl's nude, and you're like, excuse me, like, hello, like, that was not a good thing. When they removed that, I think that was for the best.
It probably was for the best, but I'd still like to.
Would you though?
Spy.
You know,
on
I'll
some
still
things.
Find out.
Yeah.
My detective levels are insane.
Ali can literally like go onto someone's profile. She'd be like, they were following 722 people yesterday and now they're following 724.
Here's her home address. This is her blood type. Like, I'm too good. I try not to look anymore because it's not good. You never find anything good when you go searching.
No.
But
you
friends
don't.
Of mine over the you years don't. Have been like, I think my boyfriend's cheating. Ali, will you? And I've been like, yeah, here she is. This is her address, this is her blood type. No, I wouldn't go that far, but I'd be like, there's a picture of her. She was in that nightclub with him, and that's him in the background. This is the drink they drank. Like, it's psychotic.
This is her IP address.
This is her IP address. This is where she works. This is her manager's number, and this is her home phone. 01493-7291. Imagine that's actually someone else's number, and I'm just shouting her. No, but...
You're just doxing them on this podcast.
I sound so unhinged that I'm like, I can find anyone, anywhere. No, genuinely, if someone went missing, if you're like, this guy's gone missing, I don't know where he is, I'd find him.
Do you think?
Yeah. Remember the first series of You? It was
maybe we
so...
should set up like a private investigator agency or something.
Yeah.
You could like find, what would we call it?
What would we call it?
No.
Like, given, so it has to do something with the fact that we constantly wear black. All black every day. ABE.
No, I was thinking we'd have to do something with goss.
Or you want it to be a goss company.
Yeah.
It's a bit controversial. Yeah. If I also set up a private detective. No, but genuinely, if you
we got so off topic.
Sorry, so off topic there. But if you need someone, if you want to know if they're cheating, I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, before we move on to Bennifer, is there anything else you missed?
I think we kind of covered it all there.
All your main ones.
Yeah.
She just said Bebo.
I know, but we were kind of talking about yours and mine.
You're like, I miss nothing. No, yeah, we have to, before we finish up, we have to go on to, because there's a lot of things that have come back this year from the early noughties. And one of the first things was Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck getting back together. So I was looking into this. There was a few things I forgot. So like when they basically met on the set of I don't know if it's called Jiggly or Giggly or...
I think it's Giggly, no?
Giggly. Like, that could be so wrong. Voice on, Giggly. Is that it? But they,
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck starring in Giggly.
We'd be so good at those trailers.
We actually would.
If we could actually stop laughing during them. Sorry, they met in 2003. She was married to Chris Judd. So that was her second husband.
Yeah.
They were... happily married apparently, and after doing the movie Ben was like, oh, me and Jennifer became such good friends because she was married, like it was great. But then later that year, so she filed for divorce from Chris, and like a month later there was pictures of her and Ben hanging out. So that was 2003. Then they got engaged really fast, but like they were another level famous. Like it was very Britney, Justin or Taylor, Jake when that happened for a few weeks, and then they were constantly followed around all the time. So if you remember the Jenny from the Block video, they kind of call out paparazzi a bit in that. Like there's paps following them around. And then right before their wedding, and also, sorry, can I just say that like when he proposed, it was like petals everywhere, rose petals everywhere, candles. And he was playing her song Glad, because she wrote that song about Ben. You know, it's like Glad You Came Into My Life. So she walked in and that song was playing. And then he proposed. But then basically they postponed the wedding. They didn't cancel it. And I remember like the wedding venue, wherever it was, I remember pictures of that had gone up. So like the marquee and stuff was built, like it was happening.
Yeah.
And then they literally that week they were like postponing it, and they blamed the media attention around them, and they said that that's why it was just postponing. And then a couple of months later, Jennifer announced that she split up with him. No excuse. And then literally two months later, she got with Mark Anthony again, and she'd been with before, married him. Ben met Jennifer Garner. It seemed like that was the end of the story, but it was not.
It was not.
And I was looking into this, like, over the last couple of years, there's been a few little hints that, like, they've still been in touch. Like, I think it was 2013, she said in an interview that her and Ben were still friends, and they emailed each other sometimes. And then, remember when she did Hustlers, Ben came out publicly and was like, she really should have been nominated for an Oscar. Like, you could tell they were still kind of close. And then, in 2021... J-Lo split from A-Rod. Ben split from Ana de Armas, who I love. She was amazing at James Bond.
Yeah.
And then remember there was like rumors that they were like, he was seen at her house. And I remember saying to you, I was like, that definitely
Yeah, there was a
happening.
Photo of him like driving.
I was like, he's probably having coffee with her. No. They're fully back. Like, what do you make of the new romance? Because there has been a lot of accusations that it's not real.
I think it's 100% real. You can see from all the like videos and stuff of them. They're so loved up.
Yeah.
But like, I think, and it is actually a really like cute way of looking at it, like where you can meet someone and it's just not the right time, but they are actually your soulmate. Like, I think that's cute. But like, I remember, because they were like one of the first celebrity couples that I remember seeing
like
on magazines and stuff and being like, oh my God, you know? Because I think they got engaged in like 2002 or something. Like it was really early 2000s. And then they called it off in 2004 or something like that. And like, they were just such an iconic couple the time. But remember when they broke up, they said it was because there was too much pressure on them and stuff.
Yeah.
And going back to that, what we were talking about with Britney in Paris and stuff before, the press at the time was really intense. It was like the start
they were
of like tabloid
mean to J-Lo
news
as well, because like she was like just a singer kind of thing. They definitely played her down, and like Ben was like the big Hollywood A-lister, and it was like, whereas now,
you know, he had done Good Will Hunting and was like this
Oscar winner. I think now they're more on an even platform. Like she's done so much since then. But I hope it works out, because Ben himself has come out and like admitted that he's troubled. Do you know what I mean? Like he's been to rehab. Jennifer Garner literally drove him back to rehab only 2 years ago. Like that's not that long ago. Do you remember those pictures?
Oh God.
He stopped off at that famous place that we went to in LA.
What place?
The Chipper. In and out.
Yeah.
Do you remember there's pictures of them, and there's like paparazzi filming Jennifer being like, is Ben okay? And she's like, yeah, we're just like taking him away for a while, whatever. So that was so recent. And he said his biggest regret in life was divorcing Jennifer Garner. So I think there's deep issues there, but maybe the two of them being together.
They do seem so happy. Like any of the videos that you see of them, they're just so loved up.
And also, I never liked J-Lo and A-Rod.
Never.
He looks like an a-hole. Like I've never been a fan. I've never been a fan.
He does. There's just always been something off about him.
But like he was with Cameron Diaz, Madonna. Am I right in saying Madonna? Mm.
And didn't he fuck over Cameron Diaz really badly? There was some sort of
after that, that's something. When she met her husband. She was like, right, I'm just going to marry Benji Joel Madden. Or Benji.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benji and Joel. That's another throwback to the 90s.
Or is she with Benji or Joel? Nicole Richie's with the other one.
Nicole's actually with Benji.
Okay.
She's with Joel. I think so. But yeah, it's just, I never really liked him. And then obviously they got engaged, remember? And she did. Yeah. I always listen to Oprah's Super Soul podcast. I'm such a fan of it. It's so good. I mean, ours is the best, but obviously. No, Oprah's is obviously the best. But there was one with her last year and she was talking about her and Alex. And I just didn't believe it. She was like, Alex is so great and the kids. And I was like,
But there was split rumors for like a year before they actually
and
broke
cheating
up.
Rumors and lots of rumors. So it's just mad. Like when you look at their trajectory together, like when they broke up, she got with Mark a month later. When she broke up with Chris Judge, she got with Ben a month later. Yeah. When she broke up with A-Rod, she got with Ben a month later. Like, she doesn't do that well on her own.
No.
There's been a 4-week break. But other than them, just our final thoughts, I suppose, on the final things that are kind of coming back. New series of Sex and the City.
So excited for this. I cannot wait.
Now, I've been re-watching the original series, which I did during the first lockdown.
I need to do this.
But every time I do it, like, every time I rewatch Sex and the City, I learn something new. Like, the episodes are so good. And I absolutely hated the movies. I thought they were an absolute joke. Like, I learned nothing except they're all crap actors. But then when I watched the series...
I watched the movies.
The first movie, fair enough. Like, the second one.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. But like, you know...
Abu Dhabi don't. You know, like, no. I didn't like that one.
But like, you'd watch them. You know,
I'd watch them. And I also, do you know what?
I'd watch them on a hungover Sunday.
Rewatching, you know, Sex and the City, there could honestly be a podcast on this on its own. I just hate Big so much. And I hate but understand and relate to Carrie. I like want to shake her, but I'm also like, I am you. You know what I mean?
I was an Aiden stan. Like, I was rooting for him.
Yeah, and the episode I watched last night, they just like broke up. And I'm like, Carrie, this is everything you ever wanted. And then Big's just like hanging around with his smug face and his cigars. And she's like, well, hello. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, no. But that's why sometimes I don't like the movies, because they end up together. And like, it looks like they're still together in the next series. But like, I don't know how realistic that storyline is.
I wonder what's going to happen though. Because did you see those photos of her kissing
another guy
on set?
I mean,
so I wonder what's going to happen.
Is he going to die? Because there was a funeral.
They were filming a huge funeral scene.
R.I.P. B.I.G.
And obviously, we can't not mention that Kim Cattrall is not going to be
in it.
Where
are you at? Apparently,
I'm
glad they didn't kill her off, though.
Yeah, so they haven't killed her off. Apparently, they're just going to say that she's living in London now and that her and Carrie had like a falling out. And that's it.
The dial tone ain't working, they can't get through.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't call her because of the time difference. I'm glad they didn't kill her off. I think fans would have gone mental. But also, I kind of like that we don't know for sure. I think there is literally NDAs through their arses on that set. Mm. So she could be dead. Big could be dead. I'd say they are teasing releases of things without telling us, because even the trailer that just dropped, it's on the Goss Instagram, it doesn't really tell you much.
No,
like, it's just like they're all back together, but you don't know if they're... I saw Steve, he is not Angel. No, I'm joking.
Miranda. He just reminds me of that kind
Miranda.
Of voice, like Miranda.
And like, she's going for governor of New York, isn't she still? Or did that happen last year?
No,
she was going for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm excited for the series because I think they have done damage with the movies. I think the movies were like, let's make some money. I didn't feel the storylines in them were like so good or anything like that. Maybe the first one was kind of good. But the second one, I was just like, no. I wasn't into the second one. So I'm interested to see. But like, there's things I've been watching on Sex City now, I'm like, this would not go down well today.
No, there's definitely things that aged badly.
There's jokes that are so bad.
Yeah.
It's the same
with the likes of Friends and stuff.
But like, Carrie smokes a cigarette every 5 seconds and it's Marlboro. It's like, did they advertise? Like, is that like... And she's literally just like, oh, why can't I smoke here? Like, constantly. I actually watched the LA episode. That was the last one I watched. So it was after her and Aiden broke up. And they just hate LA so much and she can't smoke anywhere. And I was literally like, I love LA. But like, you couldn't get away with a series like that now where someone's smoking all the time and like indoors. But no, it was iconic. I'm excited for it to come back. The other thing as well, Avril Lavigne has come back with her new single, Bite Me.
Mm-hmm.
Were you an Avril Lavigne fan?
Huge Avril Lavigne fan. Obsessed. Like,
it's why I started playing the guitar. Like, I was like, I want to be her. Like, Complicated, was
iconic
song. The song of our generation. And then Skater Boy with the 8.
Yes. She was just so cool. And like, I think she was so different in comparison to the likes of like Britney and that kind of thing.
I remember there being articles at the time about it where Avril was like, I have a washboard stomach just like Britney, but I'm not going to show it. Like, she was really like, I don't want to be. She was very different for her time. But I remember buying those low rising jeans with the flares and the actual skater runners. So there's like skater shoes. Mm. Used to love them. I used to learn how to ollie and stuff. Like, I played on skateboards around
in
that time.
In a way, this could be a controversial opinion now, but like, Billie Eilish is kind of like this generation's Avril Lavigne in a way. Obviously, except their music styles are completely different.
Yeah.
But in terms of like her being different to like the likes of Dua Lipa and That's so true, actually. Do you know what I mean?
I loved Avril's. Like, I could probably sing the lyrics of all of her songs. Like, her albums, Let Go and Under My Skin, I played them over and over again. And then, sorry, I loved Nickelback too. So when she got with Chad.
That's so random.
I loved Nickelback. How is Nickelback random? It's like the same time as Avril.
Yeah, true.
So I was weird. So I grew up at the beginning loving Steps and Backstreet Boys.
Sorry, Ali is also a massive Garth Brooks stan.
So. Oh my God. Give me the tickets.
She needs the tickets.
I got friends. No, he's amazing. He's amazing. But no, sorry. So Steps. Garth was in there. Garth was there. Garth and Celine Dion would have always been on in my house. The first song I ever remember listening as a baby, like as a small person though, is Zombie by the Cranberries. And it's a cool memory to have as my first.
So good.
But I loved Steps. And then it started getting real punky. And I was like, I love Avril. And then I loved Nickelback. And then I loved Metallica.
Blink-182.
I loved
Metallica is a huge jump.
I know. I went from that to that. I went like Pantera. They're a really dark band as well. I listened to a lot of like proper rock music. Then Muse was like, Muse are still my favorite band. Yeah. But you know, there was a while where I was like, yeah. I remember going to Nickelback and like Chad Kroeger was like throwing drinks at the audience. I was like 14. I was like, oh my God. I was with the chaperone. There was a parent there. But anyway, when Chad.
Your mom's going to listen to this be like, oh my God.
She let me go. But when Chad got with Avril, then I was like, because remember she was with your man from Sum 41 first. Another legal band. Like, she
I loved Sum 41.
Like, all of that music. So this is the funny thing, because we were going to mention this before we go as well, was Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. When I look at Machine Gun Kelly, he reminds me of like that sort
that
of band.
Kind of era and,
now I know, like, obviously Travis is his drummer, right? Sometimes.
He's not like actually his drummer, but they work together a lot, like they collaborate, but Travis is his own thing.
So that reminds me of that kind of Sum 41 Blink 182 thing, which I'm no longer into. So I don't like Machine Gun Kelly.
I do. His music is good.
I'm not into his like style or his personality.
No, I get it.
To be honest. That interview, the GQ one with him and Megan, she's like, you're a rising star. But he's actually like, I don't know your date of birth. Like, he seems to not give a shit. And she's like, I have a full map of like.
I love the two of them. I think they're like such a gas couple.
It's mad that she's actually like, he's my soulmate.
Yeah.
And she's had a good comeback.
Yeah, like, I actually want to talk about this. So she like disappeared because at one point she was one of the biggest actresses going. Like, she was in Transformers
and she was in everything for a while.
She was in everything.
Like the hot bombshell and everything. Yeah.
And then she did Jennifer's Body in like 2009, which has since become like such a cult classic film, but at the time it flopped. It did really bad at the box office. And then after that, and it was actually, so she did an interview, I think it was with like Wonderland magazine or something, and she basically talked a bit of shit about Michael Bay.
Yeah.
The director.
Did she say he was controlling or something?
She said he was a nightmare to work with on the set of Transformers.
Many
and obviously
an actor
like
said that,
Michael Bay is a huge director in Hollywood.
You
wouldn't want to annoy him. And it was kinda after that she kinda disappeared and just.
Do you think she was cancelled?
I don't know. Like, maybe.
She had her kids as well. And also, sorry, what's the, how am I forgetting his name, the guy that's in Transformers with her?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Remember, he just randomly told the whole world they slept together.
Yeah.
In an interview.
But she was treated so badly. Like, she, in terms of like sexist press, she got a lot of it.
Yeah.
It was so, so bad.
Do you know who I'm loving at the moment? Is Emily Ratajkowski. Have you seen like her new book, What It's All About?
Yeah.
And she's really like saying how women in particular, like, they get shamed for being too fat, too skinny, too sexual, not sexy enough. She's really like taking it all on and like sharing pictures, and her whole book is about like why she used her sexuality to get to where she is. And I love it. I love that. And I think that's maybe what's happening right now with all of those women. Like years ago, they were so shamed for Paris having the sex tape, Britney for the low cut stuff or having sex before marriage, like Lindsay as well. Like the same with Meghan too. I think they were like too sexy. They were deemed like trouble. Whereas now it's like they're owning it and they're like, this is who I am. This is our time to shine. And everyone's like in a much better place.
Yeah, they're like kind of reclaiming their narratives, you know, kind of. And not that, because I know that we said earlier that like, you know, it's the redemption, like they're redeeming themselves. But it's not that they had to redeem themselves, because they, it's more like they did nothing wrong.
Is seeing it as a redemption rather than them.
Exactly.
But I like to see them all back on top. And I've loved as well the whole Kim Kardashian Paris Hilton thing. Like they've still stayed friends. Like she easily could have been like, I'm huge now.
Yeah.
But she's still like, no, like, you know, if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't be here. Because that's how she got onto the red carpets and all that stuff. So I love seeing women being good to other women.
Yeah.
And even exactly. I think one of the reasons you want to do this on this episode too is when the Free Britney movement started, like it was all these women that were coming out in support of her.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like it was Paris, Lady Gaga did a video there recently as well. Like a lot of women coming out supporting her that maybe before wouldn't have felt like they could maybe do that. But now it's like the women are taking over. And even though I kind of blasted Taylor Swift last week, the fact that what she's done in her situation too is another woman like taking back control of the narrative, of ownership of their IP. Like, I respect it.
Yeah.
I do. You have to. Yeah. But yeah, I'm interested to see a few more fashion stuff, because when I was watching Sex and City the other night, I saw the Dior saddlebag and I was like, right, that's huge right now.
Yeah.
So that's coming back. You have the like iconic Prada bag. That's really coming back. Yeah,
the re-edition.
And I was in YSL and Brent Thomas the other day and they've like redesigned a few bags that look like that sort of little small on your shoulder bag.
Yeah.
So like, it's interesting to see things coming back. Will I see people wearing Uggs on the street? I don't know. Maybe I will.
James Cavanaugh was wearing them the other day.
Well, then it's a trend.
Yeah, it's a trend.
It's
that
back.
Means they're back. Back. That means they're back.
Right, well, we'll leave it there. Just a reminder that this episode of The Costcast has been brought to you by Irish-owned CBD company, Greenheart CBD. Don't forget, you can log on to Greenheart CBD right now to shop their entire range. So that's it from us this week, and we'll chat to you again next week.